Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your turn now, Neff. What's today's prank phone call all about?
This one right here is, we are about to turn your lights off. About to turn your lights off. I think everybody here has had their lights turned off at one time or another.
I have.
All right, you get the phone call. They outside the house. You know how it go. About to turn your lights off.
You get a warning first?
Oh. But yeah, right here we do. You know, because we'll take a check, money order right now if you here at the house.
Oh.
We'll do that. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Let's go, cat dog.
Been in the house where it's just been dark.
And it's a surprise to everybody.
Light some candles.
Right.
And it's usually followed by a statement like, I'll be damned.
Right.
You got that piece
is it
of
raining?
Notice in the mail.
Is it raining? No, it ain't raining.
Yeah, that part.
No.
All right, here we go. We about to turn your lights off. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to find Gerard, please.
It is him.
Hey, Gerard, how you doing? This is Mason, man. I'm the guy that turns the lights on and off if you haven't paid your bill. And I'm over here at your house. I'm actually getting ready to turn the lights off, but I'm trying to... it's a courtesy call we're supposed to give. If people can pay their bill before we turn them off, then we collect and we keep moving.
You say who are you again?
I'm Mason. Exactly. So
you say you got
to
do what?
I'm getting ready to turn the lights off because the bill hasn't been paid. I'm getting ready to turn the power off. Are you here at the house?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. Well, listen, is there anyone at the house that can make a payment?
Make a payment?
The payment right now that I have is $221.36. Is that right?
For what? The electric?
For the electric bill. Yes, sir.
No, sir. No, there's nobody at the house, and I don't think I owe that much.
Well, that's what I have right now. It's $221.36.
Now, see, my wife, she already paid that, see.
Okay, well, they don't have a record of that. I'm in your driveway right now. I'm getting ready to turn this thing off until a payment has been made.
Well, see, there's nobody home right now.
Okay, well, if no one is here, then I have to follow through and continue and go ahead and turn the power off until everything is rectified.
Oh. You in my driveway?
I'm in your driveway. Sir, is there anyone here? Or how far are you from here?
I'm at work. I can't get off right now, but you got to get out my driveway.
No, sir. I'm not going to be able to leave your driveway until I actually turn the power off.
Can't turn my power off. I got food in the refrigerator. My kid got fish that, you know, come on, man.
Well, what do you mean you got fish? What does that mean?
I can be there in 30 minutes to give you the cash right now.
Sir, what do you mean when you say you got fish?
Fish tank.
Oh, a fish tank. You have a fish tank? Okay, well, sir, I understand that, but...
I'll be there in 30 minutes. You stay right there. Don't touch nothing, okay?
So I can't be here 30 minutes. I can't wait that long.
30 minutes, I'll be there with cash, and I'll pay you, what is it, 200 what?
We don't accept cash, sir. We're going to need a money order.
I don't have time to go to. I'll be there with the cash, 30 minutes.
I can't take cash. Are you listening to me, sir?
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you. I can't take cash. I need a money order.
I'll be there in 30 minutes, okay?
Sir, I have to turn your power off if you're not here. I give everybody 10 minutes. 10 minutes where they can pay it, or we can actually turn it off. Now, you tell me what you want me to do.
I'm going to call my wife real quick, all right? Real quick.
Sir, I don't have time to call you. I don't have time for that.
First of all, sir, you get me upset. My wife don't mess up bills, okay? First of all, okay?
Okay, if she doesn't mess up bills, then what the hell is going on?
I don't know. I'm going to call her real quick. We'll get this straight. Okay,
well, sir, I don't have real quick time. What we have to do right now is I have to do this. I have to either turn your power off, you get it turned on. Now, listen, I can come back and turn this thing right back on next week. It'll be a $150 penalty.
So but to reconnect me. First of all, you need to get the out of my yard, first of all. So I call your supervisor.
Sir, I'm here because I'm supposed to be here. I'm here because you haven't paid your bill.
I'm going to call my wife and look at this straight right now.
I'm here because you haven't paid your bill.
I paid my bill. My wife paid my bill.
Well, how do you know she paid it? Because you don't know a damn thing. You don't know anything.
Hold up. Sir, trust me. My wife paid the bill. It's a mistake in your system. Get out of my yard now.
Are you at Avenue?
Yeah, that's correct. But what,
I'm in the right place, sir. And you haven't paid your bill, and I've been ordered to turn it off.
Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be there in 30 minutes.
I'm not gonna be here in 30 minutes. Okay? Are you listening? I'm turning this off in the next 5 minutes.
Do not touch my. A wife paid the bill. Leave my left.
Your wife hasn't paid the bill. Now maybe your wife is out lallygagging, doing something else.
Whoa! First of all, you keep her out of this, all right? Okay.
You're the one that brought her in. You're the one that keeps telling me what she has done and what she hasn't done.
Listen. That's why I draw the line. I'll be there in 30 minutes. Me and you can talk.
I'm not going to continue to go back and forth with you, sir. I don't have 30 minutes. I got 10 minutes. You understand me?
I'm going to leave right now. I'm going to get in the car right now, okay? I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Sir, I don't have 30 minutes. I'm turning it off. You can call downtown and get headquarters to turn it back on, and we'll come back out here, and it's a reconnect fee for $150.
So I got to come up with $300. Oh, hell no. Listen,
sir, your bill is $200-something, and that's going to be a $150 reconnect fee.
That's some No, hell no. Hey, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Okay, well, sir, I've told you before, you have 5 minutes to get here.
No, listen. Let me call my neighbor real quick. Hold on.
I don't have time for you to click over and call other people, sir. Is there somebody that can give me a money order right now?
Yeah. Right now, I can get you a money order. In 5 minutes.
Okay, now who's going to do that?
I don't know. I called my wife.
I told you, your wife is the reason why you're in this situation.
I'm going to report you to your supervisor.
How are you going
to
report me when I'm out doing my job? You should report your wife for not doing what she's supposed to be doing.
Hey, hold on. Listen.
I don't care what you say. Do you want your lights on or off when you get here?
I want my lights on. What the f*** do you have lights on?
Your lights are getting turned off in the next 2 minutes because your wife didn't pay the damn bill.
Listen, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Hey, I tell you what. You know what my supervisor would tell you?
I don't give a f*** what your supervisor would tell me.
He would tell you that you have been talking to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
I was on my wedding.
Your coworker got you, Joseph. He got you.
I'm gonna get his. Man, don't do that no more, man. You had me.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Come on, man. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What y'all think? Pretty good.
Play King too much, Prince,
baby. King.
There we
Prince.
Go. There we go. There we go.
Okay.
All right. I could go on and talk about, you know, gonna be me and Cheryl Underwood, Vanessa Mitchell, and Dominique gonna be in Newark, New Jersey. I could talk about that November 30th at the New Jersey Pack. I could talk about that if y'all wanted to. I could talk about Milwaukee. It's gonna be my first time in Milwaukee, MLK weekend at the Improv. I could talk about that, you know. But, you know, let's talk about something else. But anybody want to talk about something?
Well, I wanted to ask you, you know, because yesterday on our group text, you know, we were talking about, did you make your decision about Mike Tyson? Are you going to do the thong?
I'm going to go on and do the jockey strap. I do.
At the NJ Pat, is it going down?
Yeah, I just don't know who I want to interview me in the dressing room while I'm doing it.
Well, he had his son. That was his son that interviewed him, Mike Tyson.
That'll send my son into total shock.
he will need therapy.
Because the interview, he didn't see his butt until he walked away. They were face to face.
So it's still up in the air.
It's still up in the air. I'm thinking about it. I think there's a possibility. Yeah.
You got your underwear?
Thanks for warning the people. Thank you.
I ain't wore a jock in 30 years, so no, I ain't.
Pong. All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.